When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
Hello, Cinders.
Hello, and hello, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the show.
Right? I'm sorry. I'm about to get started, even though I harassed Jake. My girlfriend has taken over the Lucky Jack Coffee Social. And so, holy cow, I don't know what was happening. This account, whoever was running our Lucky Jack, just followed, like, all the most random. It was just, like 1,800 of the most random things. Ready? Like, listen to this guy. I just pulled this one up. Muhanadad Madrid 94. Who the hell is that? And it's just pictures of him in his soccer t-shirt. Who followed this guy?
He must be 25.
No, I don't think so, Jake.
That happened to me I don't use Twitter very often, so.
This is Insta.
Right. But I logged on Twitter like a couple months ago and I was following like 400 people, and like a lot of them were like Middle Eastern dudes.
Oh my God, I gotta see if I'm following anyone on Twitter.
80 other followers.
T-Money. I've got that one. I mean, just the most bizarre, like one's just symbols in a unicorn. TT. I just don't even understand what happened. Like, we're just literally like unfollowing everything. And I think we're gonna go gangster with Lucky Jack and just follow no one like Beyonce. She follows no one.
You're the Beyonce of coffee.
We are the Beyonce of coffee, we've decided. Yeah. So every day, and Instagram will only let you unfollow a couple hundred at a time. So every day,
wow,
we have to unfollow. It's like ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm totally off topic. Anybody want to follow Lucky Jack Coffee, by the way? It's quite fun.
Martini Cindy will.
Martini. We have a martini recipe on there. Yeah, that's right. We're calling it the Dirty Jack.
Oh, huh? I think I like it already.
That's what I thought. Yeah. All right. We have a call in 9 minutes, even though that's a totally separate show, most likely.
Probably.
I realize I'm going to have to be quick about this. I had an epiphany, Cinder Dogs. Yes. Now, I got to be careful with this one because I don't want to encourage people to fuck with me. But, you know, I realize that, okay, in the last couple years, I have tried so hard to, like, shrink and minimize and, you know, simplify. And I think that that's all really important, right? And I have found, like, I don't know how people who are massive celebrities get through a day, because I liken being a public figure to being butt naked, wearing about $1 million of diamonds, walking down a street in the worst neighborhood in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, you just are a beacon for fuck with me. And you get, like, people project all of their kind of internal realities on you. They see things that aren't there, for better and worse, right? You could be a saint. You could be the devil. You could have saved their life even though you don't even know their name. You could be the most disgusting human on the planet and they hate your guts. Like, it's, and they don't know, it doesn't, you know, they're not aware that you're just this blank sort of tablet that they're projecting their internal dialogue onto. Or, you know, you're a beacon for envy, jealousy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I have had everything from, like, fake lawsuits to ruin products of mine to people making headlines that weren't true. Like, I mean, you name it. Like, I have experienced it, right? Like, we had a fat burner a decade ago that was so successful because it was all now it's called a pre-workout. So now it's, like, politically correct. But it was just clean caffeine, vitamin C, like, micronutrients, green tea, glutacola, coffee nut, right? All a clean, like, organic product. It was so successful that within, like, several months, it had 50% of the market, and we got a class action lawsuit saying it killed people. Now, the lawsuits were dismissed. It was a totally frivolous lawsuit started by a competitor to destroy the product, but the damage it did to me, like, and I mean, like, all that stuff has gone on for a really long time. And you get to a point where you're like, oh my God, like, I just want to get up and live my life instead of waiting to get punched in the face. Like, every day I was like, all right, who's going to try to punch me in the face today? And it just was so tiring that you kind of shrink away. Like, you're really careful what you do or don't share on social media. I wouldn't even have, honestly, if it wasn't for work, I just wouldn't even have one, right? I just would not. Like, it's just, I would not. I just would be like, I don't need to. Nope, I wouldn't have a social media. And I watch people like Pink, who, you know, there was like, I watch her, like, journey on Instagram, and the girl is, like, tortured. One day she's like, I'm never sharing another photo of my kids. I've turned off the comments. Now you can't comment. Ha, ha, ha. Like, and she's having this war with Instagram. I'm like, holy shit, dude, you're a massive rock star. Like, move on. But you can't, because it's so personal. And I just think, like, I watch her go through this on that platform. Anyway, the point is this. I realize someone said to me the other day, she was like, Jill, because we got another, I mean, some just bitch. Oh, my God. I can't even believe this woman's husband is a class action lawyer, and they decided that they were going to go after my app, right? So they're saying, oh, they're going after us for auto renewal, even though it says it's a monthly subscription. Cancel anytime. You just have to go on and cancel. This is through our website, not Apple. That's why they're suing us and not Apple. Because we had, like, a special run on our website of, like, where you could get the app for $54 or something for the year, or you could buy monthly and it was lower. So it's like a monthly subscription, period. And I just was like, oh my God, like, why me? Like, of all the apps this psycho could have gone after. And it's because it costs you so much money in legal fees. Everything is a stick up. Everything is like, well, you can spend $250,000 on lawyers, or you can give us $200,000. Everything is like that. And it's like it just affects you because you see the worst in people, like the greed and the and so I just was like, I don't know how much more I can like minimize myself for my life, like trying to kind of like pull out of anywhere where you're like public. And a friend of mine the other day was like, Jill, like, can't just shrink. Like, you're Jillian Michaels. And I don't mean to say in the most obnoxious way, but she's like, you are still like the category leader in fitness. And it's true. I am still the most searched fitness expert on Google over everyone else, like right now. And again, I don't mean to sound like an arrogant asshole. I'm just telling you the truth. And I'm not. Like, I think there's so much great talent out there in the space, but I am the most searched still to this day. And across all the platforms, I'm the most utilized, whether it's you're still working out with my DVDs or you work out with my apps or you read my books or like, because I'm in every form of media. So I don't just have an app. So like you may have the most free downloads on yours, but I still have all these other platforms. Yeah. So it's like, and I only say this because I felt like I did not want to be me anymore for the longest time.
Ugh.
And something about that made me embrace kind of like, I used to love what I did.
Mm.
I really used to love it. I used to love helping people. I used to love giving advice. And I used to love just, you know, seeing those changes in other people and feeling like you were of use, right? But then I got to this place where I was just like, it's not that I don't want to help. It's not that the information's not out there, but I just was like, I just don't know if I can, like, I don't want, you know, oh, can you give us a comment on this? Can you give us a comment on that? And like, can you, because like Jessica Simpson lost 100 pounds and it was like, will you comment? And even though I have nothing bad to say about Jessica Simpson, I still am like, no. And it, because it's like, I don't know. I was like, no. And I would never say anything bad about anybody publicly. I would not comment if I had nothing to say. Unless they were an obvious bad person. Yeah. This is not that. But it's like when she said that, I was like, why am I letting these lesser than people win? Because I am. Yeah. And I remember Susie Orman once said to me, like, the elephants keep walking and the dogs keep barking. Like, you're an elephant. Don't stop walking. But it's such a grind, Cindy, that sometimes you're like, I just cannot get up and, like, fight this fight today. Yeah. Like, I just want to live my life without being, like, attacked, sued, berated, like, gone after for a headline. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Yeah,
Meghan Markle was just talking about this with what's going on. And my first thought was like, yeah, but this is, you know, you're married into the royal family. And my second thought was it's the family part that you've got to concentrate on. And maybe it is time that they step away from the royal family because it's cruel out there. It's cruel. Trolls and just people who want to go after someone because they exist.
I think, though, this is what I think is don't step away.
Mm.
Don't let them win. Be that best version of yourself and just continue to fight that good fight. And it's like, I'm like, all right, you know what? I need to embrace everything I worked so hard to build. And honestly, I mean, I'm heavily educated in what I do for a reason.
Yeah.
Like I work with the best of the best, whether it's the registered dietitians or it's the frickin', it's the endocrinologists or it's the sports medicine doctors or doing my continuing education or the co-authors I work with who research hundreds of thousands of medical journals with me and break down studies together for books.
Yeah.
Like, I have worked so hard to do what I do so that the advice I give is solid. And I think I say, fuck those people. Mm-hmm. Don't let them bring you down. And that's the bigger lesson is, like, I don't care who you are. Like, don't dumb yourself down for anyone.
And how do you do that?
By honestly just being inherently you, like owning who you are and not being afraid to, like, put it out there.
Mm.
Don't, like, I don't want to threaten anyone. I don't want to just... Be your best self. If you don't worry about threatening your boss. If your boss is threatened, that's their problem. Because at the end of the day, you do your job. Like, don't worry about threatening your coworkers. Don't worry about threatening, like, your significant other because you're losing weight and they're not. Don't worry about being your best self. I think, because that's what this really is. It's like, oh, God, we don't want to incur the wrath of other people's envy.
Mm. Don't worry about being a threat. Yeah.
But fuck them and fuck that. And it only hurts you. Don't let that happen.
We got thumbs up from all of
us. You owe it to yourself and everybody around you.
If you have a life anything like mine, mornings can be nuts, right? It's like between the kids and the pets. I'm lucky if I get around to my own routine for even 2 minutes before I leave the house. But luckily, 2 minute days are what Wander Beauty does best, guys. Their clean and cruelty-free ingredients give you maximum results with a streamlined beauty routine, from their super-powered skincare to makeup multitaskers. And when it comes to touch-ups, Wander Beauty's got you covered with everything perfectly packaged so you can just throw it in your bag and apply on the go, which is particularly helpful when I'm running around town. The baggage claim eye masks are the best, especially when I'm traveling, because they hydrate and soothe my under eyes so they're less puffy after a long flight. Get the full effect without a full routine, and now you can get 20% off your purchase when you order at wanderbeauty.com/Jillian. That's WANDER beauty.com/Jillian for 20% off. wanderbeauty.com/Jillian. Here's what you need to know about Everlane. They make great essentials that are just what they should be. Versatile, simple, and stylish, and made from the finest materials without the traditional markups. Everlane is G's go-to website for t-shirts, and it's where I got my super soft and cozy cashmere sweater and my premium Japanese denim jacket that I look fantastic in, by the way. And Everlane wants you to know what you are paying for and why. So they tell you their real costs, and they're transparent about every step of their process, from the materials they use to the ethical factories they work with. Everlane's clothes look better, last longer, and since they sell directly to you, their prices are 30 to 50% lower than traditional retailers. And right now, you can check out their personalized collections at everlane.com/Jillian. Plus, you'll get free shipping on your first order. That's everlane.com/Jillian. One more time, everlane.com/Jillian.
All right, I feel the need to address something.
Feel the need, the need for speed.
Right? Oh my gosh, guys, I constantly am getting questions about like lifting weights and bulking up. And I know I've addressed this before, but obviously I need to address it again. Okay. So as women, it is very, 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 very difficult for us to bulk up. Okay. Mm. When we talk about toning the muscle, right? A lot of people will say, I don't want to bulk. I just want to tone. Well, first of all, there's no such thing as tone. You can burn intramuscular fat. So I think about a cut of steak, right? Steak that's marbleized, that has a lot of white fat in the muscle. When we burn that, because we can get marbleized muscle as well, we're burning fat that's in the muscle, intramuscular fat, and subcutaneous fat, fat on top of the muscle under the skin. That's how we get definition. And then we can condition our muscle. We can better condition our muscle fibers for endurance or strength or speed or agility, quickness, so on. Okay. That's conditioning. We really shouldn't use the word tone, but I do it too, because most people sort of get the idea that it's like they want to be fitter and they want more definition. That's kind of become synonymous with that word tone. So, all right. I don't want to bulk. To bulk, the best bodybuilder in the world puts on around 3 pounds of muscle a year. We've talked about this. Now, that's a lot of muscle if you stop and think about it. Take 3 pounds of hamburger meat, slather it all over your body. It's a good amount of muscle. But what it isn't doing is throwing off your weight loss. Oh, I've just gained so much muscle. That's got to be why I'm not losing weight. No, not true. Right? And in addition, it is extraordinarily difficult for us to do that. That's a pro. So that's a guy that is making eating and lifting his full-time job. He's eating thousands and thousands and thousands of calories. He's a man, so he has more androgenic hormones. These hormones that help you like really build muscle mass, testosterone, human growth hormone, all those androgenic hormones that women have a lower amount of. And we are not eating like pros and we're not lifting crazy ass heavy strategically the way these guys do. So we're just not going to bulk. Now, you might go, I get bigger. Okay. Let's say you do a heavy leg workout and you get in your jeans. And the next day, the jeans are tighter. That's because you're having an inflammatory response, which means, you know, we look at exercise. And I've told you guys, exercise is stress. It's an injury. Now, you create, let's look at it like this. We lift weights. We get these little micro tears in our muscles. Okay, or tiny little fissures in the bone, right? Like stress. We're stressing the muscle in the bone. Now, the body has an inflammatory response and it sends in like bone cells, white blood cells, all this stuff to rebuild and repair. And that's how the bone becomes denser and the muscles become leaner. And we fill in those tiny little micro tears with nutrients and it becomes, we burn that fat and it becomes leaner and fitter. Great. But if we overstress the muscle, right, then we can get injuries. That's when you get things like stress fractures. So we train too much, not enough recovery. For women, we don't have the ability to be lifting that kind of heavy weight and eating those kinds of thousands upon thousands of calories. We're just not going to put on that size. But you will get an inflammatory response to the stress from the exercise. So you'll be a little bit swollen. You'll have some swelling. You'll retain a little bit of fluid. It doesn't mean you're bulky or bigger. It just does not. So unless you are lifting a crazy amount of weight and eating a heck of a lot of calories, you're not going to become big and bulky. You're just not. So the benefits of this far outweigh the risks, which you don't even really face. So you might go, well, I've seen those CrossFit girls and I don't want to look like a CrossFit girl. They're huge. Well, they are huge because they're lifting crazy amounts of weight. They're eating, they want to look like that. So they're eating, lifting crazy amounts of weight. They're eating crazy amounts of calories. And, you know, maybe, maybe not. They might be taking something to get a little bit bigger because they want to be bigger. So they're training to be bigger. They're not just, uh-oh, I did CrossFit and I became bigger. So they're eating and maybe they're taking something. Who knows? But women don't naturally get that massive. They just don't. So you're not giving yourself the benefits that resistance training and weight training provide. And it's one of the best things you can do for your metabolism. It's one of the best things you can do for maintaining muscle. It's one of the best things you can do to burn fat. It's one of the best things you can do for bone density. You want to do it. So I'm here to tell you, do not avoid lifting weights. Don't. You're dramatically impairing your progress and the great results you could be getting. I know. Sorry. I'm just mad.
Well, it helps your bone density, too. Your doctor will be happy.
Oh, it's so good for any insulin-related type of condition.
Huh?
Yes. Insulin, the number one insulin sensitizer, is not keto. It's exercise and weightlifting.
Hmm.
God, so much to say. But I'll stop for now.
Okay, who's ready to up their snack game? Because Perfect Snacks has a line of protein bars made with freshly ground nut butter, up to 17 grams of whole food protein and 20 superfoods all combined in a cookie dough-like texture that's delicious. And they've got flavors like dark chocolate peanut butter, almond butter, and coconut peanut butter, which I'm totally into right now. And they're all non-GMO project verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, low glycemic index, and made in the USA. All Perfect Snack products are kept refrigerated for optimal texture and taste, but they also stay fresh for up to 1 week out of the fridge, so they're easy to take with you. Right now, Perfect Bar is offering you 15% off your online order. Just go to perfectbar.com/Jillian. Shop their refrigerated snacks at perfectbar.com/Jillian today to get 15% off your order. Make your day a little more perfect at perfectbar.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, They're worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, guys, we have a really special guest. His name is Alec Batiste. Am I saying that right, Alec?
Yes, that's correct.
So Cindy actually brought Alec to my attention. And all right, we're both trying to get all your credentials in. But here's the bottom line. This guy is the badass chemist, genius chemist, like the Breaking Bad of pharmaceutical kind of chemist for major massive
beauty companies.
Okay. And he also worked in marketing for these beauty companies. And then Cindy discovered you off of this incredible documentary that's making the rounds called Toxic Beauty. And then you were also on Meet the Press, and she, how'd you find this guy?
It's an MSNBC documentary, and
Cindy's very
learned.
I was fascinated.
And we talk about things like this often, and it's always a major concern for women with the what's in the beauty products we're using, from soap, shampoos to makeup.
Yeah.
And what the hell is it doing to us?
Well, what I love so much, Alec, when Cindy was like, hey, I've got this, you know, this incredible chemist, and, you know, here's what he just worked on. And I constantly, right, I'm like, oh, you know, what we put on our skin, we've got to be so careful. But then I saw the email you sent to Cindy, and it was like, not all chemicals are bad. And I thought, oh, my God. Like, we're just so polarizing, and it's so hard to find good products, and it's so scary, and we don't really have all the information we need. So I thought maybe we should start out a little bit scary, like why you should care, and what are the dangers, what are the top offenders, and what's the damage they can do, and can you kind of educate people about how it's getting in your system, what it can do to your body, and what to look out for first?
So for the past number of decades, it seems the idea of a woman's beauty was supposed to be in a sort of a secret.
Right.
And it's supposed to come from, quote unquote, miracle cream. No one's supposed to know exactly where a woman's beauty comes from. It was all this mystery. And I think the modern world is starting to understand that these skin creams and these color products and these hair colors that people apply to themselves every day, morning and night, have an effect on your overall health. And so I think people are starting to realize that it shouldn't be such a mystery. Like, food is becoming less of a mystery. People are concerned about, you know, about their health and what they're putting inside their body.
Yeah.
And I often sort of compare, I always often say that the skin, the pores of the skin are just like, or the mouth is just a giant pore.
Wow.
So in other words, it's just, you know, pores are just a way in. Like the mouth is. So whether it's skin cream or whether it's avocado or food, it's all going in. So we should care about what's going inside the body in general. And then once the curiosity started to happen, then we start to look at, okay, what are these things in these products? Before, I don't think anyone really cared. As long as it dried quickly, as long as absorbed quickly, as long as the sunscreens weren't applying white, as long as they were clear and absorbed quickly, people didn't think, well, is it absorbing quickly? And is it also absorbing into my bloodstream quickly?
Wow.
So
right.
All these things started to, you know, all these questions started to happen. And I think now is the time when people are sort of thinking about what goes into their bodies day in and day out.
Right.
Especially when they're looking at things like two fragrance and dyes.
Of course.
And then even the naturals. So, you know, the Journal of Toxicology says, okay, lavender oil shouldn't be used on boys under development age because they can grow breasts.
What? Hold on a second, Alec. I want to get to that naturals part in just a second.
It's not just chemicals, it's naturals. For example, in 2014, a woman with eczema, so very, very sensitized skin,
okay,
had used a product with goat's milk in it for several days. And it was proven that when she actually had goat's milk cheese, she had anaphylactic allergic reaction because her body had been sensitized. So, you know, when you're talking about sunbathing, you do not want to apply a lot of the citrus oils because there's sensitivities to sunlight. So it's, I think the point is that it's not that, like when I said chemicals, all chemicals aren't bad.
Right.
It's a real complex discussion.
Clearly.
About what goes on your skin, what's good and bad, not just putting them into categories and calling it a day. Talc in baby powder. Baby powder isn't bad in and of itself unless you inhale it. You do not want to inhale the powder in your respiratory system because that's not healthy there. But talc in itself isn't bad. It's only when it's contaminated through the mining of talc with asbestos. So the requirement shouldn't be, oh, is talc bad? We shouldn't use it. It's, we should be testing every lot of talc to make sure there's no contamination.
Wow. Okay. So I want to put this in three categories from what I'm sort of disseminating here. Number one, what are the top chemical offenders and where are they predominantly? Like toothpaste.
Sure.
I mean, propylene glycol, top offender. Yes, no. Like, I know phthalates, parabens,
yes,
and perfumes or fragrances, right? Those are the ones I'm always like, hey, like, that's what I know or I've had people help me
sure.
with. And you're the guy. So, like, what are the top things? And, like, what products do you need to be super cognizant about?
So anything that you put, so if you are a skincare user and you use that every day, then that should be your top. If you, depending on what product you use every day, should be the one that you're, you know, turning it around and checking out what's in it, like you do for food that you eat every day.
So it doesn't even matter. It's not like, oh, toothpaste is the worst, hairspray is, it's the one you use the most regularly.
Yes, whichever, and it's a long, long list, and and eventually the goal is to have everything regulated so that you don't have to worry about it so much, or you don't have to look it up and find out, you know, what's okay and what's not. The whole idea here is to start the process of regulation, but that whole process has to come from consumer demand.
Got it. Okay.
And so when you're thinking about the main ones, fragrance actually, and things that you, like, I wear fragrance actually, I love fragrance.
Really?
But I do know that approximately 75% of all fragrance oils have some form of phthalate. So what I do is I minimize my exposure. I put it on my clothes, a small amount. When I get home, I wash it off.
Got it.
So I limit my exposure in half.
Okay.
You know, but, and the other thing is, you know, if it was a bath for a child, you know, a grape bubble bath that has purple coal tar dyes as well as synthetic fragrance with phthalates, I wouldn't be soaking a four-year-old in that every night. Also, even when you talk natural fragrances, there are people who, for example, you put chamomile, right? People think chamomile is so soothing and it's so wonderful. Well, 26% of Americans are allergic to ragweed, and chamomile is a member of the ragweed family. So when you feel tingling or something, it's not because it's working or it's because it's inflamed.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
So these are things in every product you use. My overall thing is, rather than just being sort of pushing an agenda against any one chemical, it's about understanding what you yourself put on yourself every day.
Okay.
And then doing the research that you owe yourself and your family, because you do put it on every day, right?
It sinks
into your body. Taking the time out to do a little bit of research, and hopefully your health is worth it, to do a research on everything that's in the ingredient list. So, and the question is, okay, what's in the products that I use every day? Like, I can say parabens, for example. Yes, parabens have been linked to, you know, endocrine disruption, hormonal disruption in women. There's still a lot of preservative studies need to be done. But when you blanket parabens as evil, what happens is you get things like methylchloroisothiazolinone, which is another preservative, which a lot of companies switch to so that they could do the no paraben thing.
Oh my God.
But then you have people that have sensitizing reactions to that, which don't occur as the moment you use it. They occur like months, even years after you start. And then you have a major allergic reactions. And one woman I know, her skin was on fire for 2 years because of it. And no one knew what it was.
Wow.
And so these are things, education, I think, in the beauty industry, it's not just one size fits all.
Okay.
Some people won't have a reaction to it. Other people will. I think it's about the industry needing to sort of come full circle and educate the consumer on sort of what these things are and be able to be forthright with how different people might or might react to them.
Mm. Oh, gosh. So when you, naturals, right? Like I just Googled dangers of lavender. I'm on WebMD, right? And they give me, oh, it's commonly used for anxiety, restlessness, depression, headaches. And you're like, oh, that's great. Lavender can be a flavor component. All right, whatever. It can be used in pharmaceutical products as a fragrance ingredient. Awesome. How does it work? It doesn't really. The only thing I could really see on here is like that was side effects on WebMD. Doesn't even lift anything. Very well mined. The most popular versatile oil. They really don't say, like, how do you even know that about several studies have tested lavenders? I literally cannot find possible side effects, allergies. That's it.
You could if you did dig a little deeper into actual, like, Google Scholars or studies.
Wow.
It's just, again, you'd have to, as an end consumer, you'd have to dig deep. Some of it you don't have to dig deep, like, for example, a lot of the citruses with sensitivity to sunlight, etc. A bunch of oils that should be avoided during pregnancy. Natural is inert. Natural doesn't do anything. But actually, a lot of medication is derived from nature somehow, even though it's created, you know, synthetically.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of medicines come from nature, so there is an action to them.
Okay.
So I think it's the responsibility of the industry to actually bring everything that's possible to the forefront.
So funny you say that, because like women who mess around with things like, oh, I'm going through menopause and I want to take like black cohosh and this, that, the other. And I'm like, dude, do you realize that you are playing a game with your hormones.
Like you're playing with medicine.
Yeah,
it's not just inert, natural.
Right.
It's all good for me.
I never thought about that with oils, though, for some reason, and I don't know why. And in fact, I've been pretty savvy about this because I have to wear makeup all the time.
Sure.
I've been savvy. I've never,
well,
ever thought about this. Ever.
That's the most inert, right? Oh, chamomile.
Wow. But
it's a member of ragweed family, and we all know a third of the population is allergic to ragweed. So when a company says, oh, and use my serum with chamomile in it, if you feel the tingling, that means it's working.
Oh.
That doesn't mean it's working. That means your skin's inflamed, and actually it's probably aging your skin because inflammation is a major source of aging.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So I think, you know, it's all very, it's not this chemical's bad and natural's good.
Right.
So go for it.
I want you to have a full website.
I do too,
Alec. You need a full website.
Are there websites that are particularly helpful in this or just
that
random?
You would trust?
So there are a couple of websites out there that sort of claim to do this, and they're doing like the best job they can.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like a lot of them too are anti-chemical.
Right. See, that's the part we didn't really get to. Like, what are the things? Because you think chemical bad, and now there's a stigma, and then when it was like not all are bad, like, what are some of the good ones, or what can some of the good ones do?
So, you know, well, I don't know if we've all heard of, but we all know websites like EWG,
yeah,
Environmental Working Group, And, you know, for the most part, yes, I applaud them for starting the conversation. Mm. Then there's a lot of people on the industry side that are just like, oh, they're just stringing up every chemical they can think of. So I'm hoping that the industry and at EWG can kind of get more together as we progress in this conversation and start to have sort of more layered conversations about each one of them versus just string up everything that's inside this product.
Incredible. Oh my gosh. Well, okay, so I want more information from you. Like, where does the person go? Like how do I get, so, I mean, yeah. Because you guys should all watch Toxic Beauty. That goes without saying.
So I think your question about where can we go, and I've got different organizations also coming to me saying, can we start to talk about this? I think that's coming. And I think organizations like EWG, et cetera, brands like Beauty Counter have started to ask the questions. Pretty soon we're going to have some robust conversations about what can we do better as the industry.
Right. Of course. Okay. So the bottom line here is that there's no easy answer. You've got to pick your products and do the homework on them. But the good news is that once you've picked that face cream and you've done your homework on it, it can be your face cream forever.
Yes. Yes. Right. I'm sorry. There does need homework. It does. I really think
so. I understand.
Good news is there's more information available.
Right.
And it's coming.
I see. Okay.
But the homework is essential at this moment.
Got it.
And then if we can get more regulatory on how to test for things, certain things, contaminants, requirements, you know, and the banning of certain ones, period, and the sort of procedures of how to deal with each ingredient, then, you know, just like in food, we can start to relax that a little bit, knowing that there's rules in place.
Right. Well, there isn't in food, right? I mean,
but right,
like,
I know, even still
no, yeah, it's crazy.
Food,
oh, you want to put that artificial color, preservative,
true.
Fungicide, hormone, antibiotic, freaking chemical,
yes.
Bleach. I mean, it's just bananas, yeah. So it's the same thing,
true,
right?
True.
It's like you got to do the homework. There's not even a catch-all in your business. In mine, usually you can say, well, here's your catch-all. You know, there's some basic rules around organics. And that should help you. But with this one, it's just, yeah, I get it. It's, you got to go one by one. But the great news is you look it up once and you know it. You know, okay, propylene glycol, polymethylparaben, whatever. You know it. And you know, you get those products and they'll be good for you for the rest of your life versus bad for you every day. And it'll make a massive difference in the quality of your health over the years.
Yes.
Alex.
It's true, yes. And some being worse than others as well.
Gosh, man, thank you so much. You're amazing.
Thank you, too.
I really hope you'll come back because I'm sure Cindy,
lots of questions.
Yeah, we'll probably drill down on specifics in the future. So, like, you're just a badass. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, you, too. Thank you, too, Jillian, everyone. Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
Alex.
You know, it's funny, for years I've been like writing these books and talking about the air we breathe, the water we drink, the this, the that. And I thought I really knew so much, but it's like I never stopped to think about things like lavender oil or chamomile.
No.
So that tells me that not only do you need to look up ingredients, you also need to really pay attention to your body. Because it's like, I'm not allergic to chamomile. I'm not allergic to lavender. I don't have these kinds of... But it's like, who would ever stop to think like, oh, my face is burning. Oh, something must be wrong. I must be having a reaction to this chemical. I would never have thought that. It's super interesting.
And your doctors might not think it either. So,
yeah, that's the key always at the end of the day is just being proactive about your health. But again, the good news is you do the work once, it stays done forever. You know what chemical that is. You know what chemical this is because you've looked it up one time and it's. Guys, I mean, what we didn't tell you is how scary the results can be. And we're talking about everything from breast cancer to autoimmune issues. Like, it matters. It matters a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.